Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this, Hawk? I don't know if you care about this type of stuff. I don't think you do, but I happen to be fascinated with little tidbits like this. According to Shams Charania, the NBA will return to painting Larry O'Brien, the trophy at center court, and the final script logo on home team's floor for NBA Finals starting this upcoming season. I realize we just started the NBA, so we're ways away from the NBA Finals, but they haven't done this since 2009. This isn't going to be that stupid little AI green screen graphic that they tried to throw in there. Nobody realized that it was so plain last year because people were mad on Twitter. They're going to paint the damn Larry O'B on the hardwood.
Yeah, it's such a non-thing for me, but it became this Twitter sensation last season to crap on the NBA Finals presentation. It outraged people. There wasn't enough bells and whistles. There weren't enough graphics. It looked like an ordinary television broadcast. So they go, okay, we'll paint the trophy back on the court. There you go. Get off Twitter. I mean, fine. Touch grass. I don't understand why that became a thing last season.
Because they roll out these lavish courts for the NBA Cup, which, by the way, I'm a fan of. But then the NBA Finals comes around, and it's like a regular season game. And you know what? Another thing. Don't stop there. Adam Silver, the coaches should be in suits for the NBA Finals. Enough of these polos that they're all wearing. The coaches should be in suits, tie, T-shirt. Let's look like the NBA again, all right?
Well, that I could co-sign on. I like watching the coaches in suits. I liked when the NFL had coaches in suits. Mike Ditka used to wear a suit on the sidelines. I want to see Mike McDaniel in a suit and tie on the sidelines with his tapered pants.
Well, last night in the NBA, you had the Durantula making his appearance. You know Kevin Durant has like 17 nicknames?
How many did he end with?
Ooh, 20. I have it written down right here. 28? I believe.
I forget what his total was last night. That big dude, that big white dude had a game.
Chet Holmgren?
No.
Alpi Şengün?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good.
Şengün.
Man,
that guy's a monster.
Yeah, Şengün is legit. Kevin Durant ended with 23 last night. His total might have been 23 or 24 and a half, if I remember. But Oklahoma City took double overtime, and they had ring night. They raised the banner. They did the little performative selfie picture in front of the banner. I don't know if you saw that.
They were all touching the banner as it went up into the rafters. That was kind of cool.
New era. But they got it done in overtime, and it was SGA, Finals MVP from a season ago, who turned it on in the fourth quarter and took over that game, was able to win one for the defending champs. And then the Warriors, they beat the Lakers. Luka had 43. And it was nonstop and ones from Luka last night, just pretty much putting the team on his back while LeBron James, very well-dressed LeBron, on the sideline, looked on with his pain in the ass, keeping him on the sideline.
Well, you know, he's observing. He's observing to see what the Lakers do while he's there to decide what his future is. That's the word on the street. Heat tonight are 8.5-point underdogs in Orlando. I think that went up. Wasn't it like 7?
7 or 6.5.
Yeah. They're 8.5-point underdogs tonight in Orlando.
Khalil Ware being questionable game time decision certainly factors into that because Miami, no joke, if Khalil Ware doesn't play tonight and Bam or Nico, knock on wood, were to suffer an injury, nothing major, but they have to kind of sit out for the rest of the game. I mean, those are your two frontcourt players right there. If Khalil Ware doesn't play, remember, they waived Precious Achiuwa, and I don't think you're going to go with two-way Vlad Golden in game one of the season. So the Heat are stretched thin in the frontcourt.
What about Triple J?
Yeah, I mean, you could go small ball. Triple J, Nico, Simone Fontecchio, like any of those guys could play up, but those guys aren't bigs.
Anybody interested in Zion Williamson props for tonight?
Passes out because he lost too much weight too fast.
Pelicans are in Memphis. Zion Williamson over under is 25.5.
You know, I think I'd go over because he usually comes out crazy.
When he's in shape and not dinged up, that dude is the MVP.
You go too far always.
Bulls are 3-point dogs at home to the Pistons, but more importantly, Matas Buzelis over under is 16.5. Duncan Robinson for your Detroit Pistons is 12.5.
Oh,
how about that? That's the matchup I'm looking for. Buzelis with Duncan D'ing him up. Holy mackerel. Oh, my God. What channel is this on?
If Duncan gets back to dropping threes at a record level, I'm going to be upset.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. I would bet his under tonight if I, I think Duncan's a comfort guy, and I think he was very comfortable in Miami, and I'm interested to see how it plays out on a new team, new city.
He has a very plug and playable game, you would agree.
Yes, but I think he's a comfort and environment guy, and I think Jimmy Butler especially made him very comfortable.
But does Spo make people comfortable? Because he's very stern and untactful.
I think Jimmy Butler did. I really do. I think Jimmy Butler, you know, we talk about who's the contract that Ryan Fitzpatrick made someone a ton of money. There was a receiver that season.
Devontae Parker.
Yeah, Devontae Parker. Oh, yeah. I think Jimmy Butler made Duncan Robinson a lot of money.
Yeah, and the Heat don't have somebody like Jimmy Butler to attract the attention, get into the paint.
Yep.
It's true. I mean, it's more difficult to play when you don't have somebody like Jimmy who can get to the paint at will and kind of bring in that defense when you're a perimeter player.
Isn't that Norman?
Well, I don't think Norman Powell He can get into the paint at times, depending on if he has a favorable matchup against him. He'll hunt for mismatches, but he's not get-to-the-paint-at-will guy.
Well, regardless, I have to put more money in my account, and I got a ton in there. I've been on a heater. I got to put more money in to bet all these Matas Buzelis overs.
Bro, they're legitimately expecting him to be, I don't want to say cornerstone, but.
No, he's got to be
it. Massive
leap. Yeah.
Massive leap. Yeah.
Over under on threes made is 2.5 for Boozy. Rebounds for Lil Boozy Vert is 4.5.
Bulls play the Pistons, right? That's what you said?
Yeah, 3-point home dogs. Pistons are favored in Chicago. And
the Bulls are destined for a 10 seed again this year.
They're the most average, ordinary team that you could put together. It's really ridiculous. It's almost like they embrace that.
Aren't they better than the Heat?
No. I think they're the exact same. You know, because you look at it on paper and you go, listen, if Vucevic does this and Josh Giddey does this and Buzelis breaks out, like there's all these ifs that you're doing with the Heat as well. Like, I think they're almost the same kind of team.
That's fine, and I'm not saying the Heat are on another level than Chicago. Most people expect them to play in the play-in tournament again for the third straight season. What roster would you – I guess Hawk's going to say the Bulls because he
are
loves
you
Matas
kidding me?
Buzelis.
Kobe White and Matas Buzelis? Get out of here. Did you see what Josh Giddey did last season? Come on. That's even a question? If you gave Eric Spoelstra that Bulls roster, NBA Finals. What? What?
Okay.
They're the same team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.